Well, my friends, get ready. Consecration to St. Joseph is going to unveil the wonders of St. Joseph like never before. Now is the time of St. Joseph. It's a bold claim, I admit. Yet truly, I believe that in our day, the Lord wants to direct our hearts, families, parishes, dioceses, and church to St. Joseph in a major way. This action of the Holy Spirit in the life of the church has been gaining momentum for a very long time. Don't get me wrong, St. Joseph has always held a special place in Christians' hearts. Across the centuries, saints, popes, mystics, scholars, and laity alike have praised and extolled the greatness of St. Joseph. In the 16th century, the Holy Spirit used St. Teresa of Avila to bring about a greater awareness of St. Joseph in the church. Even before St. Teresa, saints such as St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Bernardine of Siena, and St. Lawrence of Brindisi strongly emphasized the greatness of St. Joseph. In more recent times, Blessed William Joseph Chaminade, St. Peter Julian Imard, Blessed Petra of St. Joseph, and St. Andre Bessette have kept devotion to St. Joseph prominent in the lives of God's people. Indeed, St. Andre Bessette initiated construction on what has become the world's largest church dedicated to St. Joseph, St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal, Canada. St. Jose Manyanet, a priest in 19th century Spain, fervently promoted devotion to St. Joseph and the Holy Family. He prophesied that a time of St. Joseph would soon arrive in the life of the church. He wrote, "I believe that the true time of St. Joseph has not arrived yet. After 2,000 years, we started only now to glimpse something of the mystery in which he is immersed." Well, my friends, guess what? Now is the time of St. Joseph. How can I state this with such conviction? Simple. God has given us clear indications that he wants his people to pay more attention to St. Joseph. Clearer indications than in any previous era in church history. In 1961, St. Pope John XXIII put it very bluntly. He wrote, "In the Holy Church's worship, right from the beginning, Jesus, the Word of God made man, has enjoyed the adoration that belongs to him, incommunicable as the splendor of the substance of his Father, a splendor reflected in the glory of his saints. From the earliest times, Mary, his mother, was close behind him, in the pictures in the catacombs and the basilicas, where she was devoutly venerated as Holy Mother of God. But Joseph, except for some slight sprinkling of references to him here and there in the writings of the fathers of the church, for long centuries remained in the background in his characteristic concealment, almost as a decorative figure in the overall picture of the Savior's life. It took time for devotion to him to go beyond those passing glances and take root in the hearts of the faithful, and then surge forth in the form of special prayers and of a profound sense of trusting abandonment. The fervent joy of pouring forth these deepest feelings of the heart in so many impressive ways has been saved for modern times." What the Vicar of Christ clearly stated is that now is the time of St. Joseph. We are living in modern times, the time in which the Church is witnessing an unprecedented era of devotion to St. Joseph. According to St. Pope John XXIII, God desires devotion to St. Joseph to surge forth in our day in the form of special prayers of trusting abandonment. This means one thing in particular. It's time for total consecration to St. Joseph. Let me explain further how God has been leading the Church to this moment. In 2018, I published a daily devotional to St. Joseph entitled St. Joseph Gems, Daily Wisdom on Our Spiritual Father. In the introduction, I present a list of remarkable events, divine indicators, if you will, that have taken place over the past 150 years that show St. Joseph's increasing importance in the life of the Church. They clearly indicate that we are living in an unprecedented time of St. Joseph. Here's the list. 1868, Blessed Jean-Joseph Lataste, a Dominican, writes a letter to Blessed Pope Pius IX asking him to declare St. Joseph the patron of the Universal Church. 1870, Blessed Pope Pius IX declares St. Joseph the patron of the Universal Church. 1871, the founding of the Josephites by Cardinal Herbert A. Vaughan. 1873, the founding of the Congregation of St. Joseph by St.